So once again, we are meeting via Zoom. So when we gather together, we are, with faith, we knew that God is with us. But we need to experience God's true power in our lives.
啊，今天我们要讲到，神要用能力来浇灌你。
Today we're going to talk about how God is going to fill us with His own power.
安娜，你可以看见我听和看都清楚吗？
可以呀、啊，刚才 froze 了一下，现在可以了。
可以了 ，OK， 好的。
嗯。
我们今天呢，先读一下《使徒行传》第一、第二章。
So today we're gonna read from Acts chapter 1 and 2.
那这是两个章节，有些人可能很熟，但是有些人也不太熟。我们一起来读神的话语。
So we're gonna read the word of God together, Acts chapter 1 and 2. So some of us may be quite familiar with these two chapters, some may not.
那这个使徒行传的背景呢，就是路加，作者路加呢，写完路加福音之后呢，他就再次的跟着保罗去传福音，后来呢，他就写了使徒行传。
So, he is the author who wrote the book of Luke. After that, he was following with Paul. So, he wrote the book of Acts.
那这个时候呢，就接续耶稣十字架上钉死复活以后升天的事情。完了以后，接着呢，就圣灵降临，完了以后，教会诞生。
So after Jesus was crucified and taken up to the heaven, now he talks about how the church was formed from the book of Acts.
那所以这个圣经的记载是非常的重要，就是每一句话都是在给我们讲话。
So, each word in the Bible is very important because each word is speaking to us.
圣经里面的人物在做什么？今天就是我们要做的事情。
So, what the things, people in the Bible have done are the things we should be doing today.
那耶稣怎么和使徒们互动？怎么样和他来往？也是怎么样和我们来往
？So, how Jesus interact with the disciples? Is the same as how Jesus is going to interact with us today.
那我们就来读一下。
So now we will read.
提阿菲罗呀，我已经做了签书，弄到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的，直到他借着圣灵丰富所拣选的使徒，以后被借上升的日子为止。他受害之后，用许多的凭据，将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现。并说神国的事，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，祝福他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们所听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。”聚集的时候，问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？”耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的日期时候，不是你们可以知道的。”当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一堆云彩把他接去，使他看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边，说：“加利利人呢，你们为什么站着望天呢？离开你们被借升天的耶稣，你们怎样看见往天上去，他还要怎么来？有一个山名叫橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不远，也有安息日可走的路程。七家门徒往那里回耶路撒冷去，进了城，就上了所住的一间房，楼房，在那里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、菲利、多马、巴多罗麦、马太、亚斐勒的儿子雅各。同会堂的居民是雅各的儿子犹大，这些是同这几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，同心合意的横切祷告。那时有许多人聚会，约有120人。 彼得就在弟兄中间站起来说，弟兄们，圣灵借大卫的口在圣经上预言领人捉拿耶稣的犹大，这话是第十一年啊，本来在我们的树中，并且在石头的石缝上得了一份，这人又用他作恶的工价买了一块钱，以后生计不倒，肠子崩裂，肠子都流出来了。住在耶路撒冷的众人都知道这事，所以按照他们那里的话，给那块田起名叫雅各大马，就是雪田的意思。因为诗篇上写着说，愿他的住处变为红场，无人在内居住，又说愿别人做他的主。所以耶稣在我们中间自动出入的时候，就是从约翰施洗起，直到主离开我们并且上升的日子为止，必须从那常与我们作伴的人中，第一位与我们同坐耶稣复活的见证。于是选举两个人，就是那叫做巴撒巴又称呼尤斯都的约瑟和马提亚。众人就祷告说，主啊，你知道万人的心，求你从这两人中间指命你所拣选的是谁，叫他得这师徒的位分。这位分犹大已经丢弃，往自己的地方去了。于是众人为他们摇枪，抽出马提亚来，他就和十一个师徒同列。不逊节到了，门徒们都聚集在一处，不让从天上有声响下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所做的物资，又有蛇头如火焰显现出来，滚落在个人的头上，他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所出的口才说起别国的话了。那是有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国住在耶路撒冷，这声音一响，众人都来聚集，个人听见门徒用众人的相谈说话，就是纳闷不禁
Jason,
can you just read? Yeah, can you just read from the screen, please?
Acts chapter 2. Acts yeah. chapter 2.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah. 都惊讶稀奇说，看了这说话的不是加利利人吗？我们个人怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的香坛呢？我们伯提亚人、马代人、伊朗人和住在米索波大米、犹太、加布多加、本都、亚西亚、吕夫加、庞菲利亚、埃及的人，并靠近古利奈的比利亚一带地方的人，从罗马来的客旅中，或是犹太人中，或是近犹太教的人，哥里比和亚拉伯人，都听见他们用我们的香堂讲说神的大作为。众人就都惊讶抬异，彼此说，这是什么意思呢？还有人讥笑说，他们无非是新酒灌满。彼得和十一个师徒站起来高声说，犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呐，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为时候刚到一出是出，这正是先知约珥所说的，神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌方有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦，在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言，在天上我要显出奇事，在地下我要显出神迹，有血有火有烟雾，日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都在主大而明显的日子未到以前。到那时，当求告主名的就必得救。以色列人啊，听听我的话，神借着拉撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能奇事神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们所知道的。神既按着他定的旨意将剑被交于人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上砸了，神却见死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。大卫指着他说，我看见主藏在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动，所以我心里欢喜，我的灵并且我的肉身要安全在指望中，因你必不见我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见旧坏，你见生命的道路直视我，必叫我迎你见你的面得这满足的快乐。弟兄们，天主大卫的事我可以明明的对你们说，他死了也埋葬了，并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。 大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上，就预先抗命这事，想弄基督复活的。他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这次做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所听见所听看见所听见的浇灌下了。大卫并没有升到天上，让自己所主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。故此以色列全家等确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。众人听见这话觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，众弟兄们，我们当怎样行？彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，给一切在远方的人，就是主我们圣所招来的。彼得很以许多话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这当去的世代。于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了三千人，就横行遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接掰饼祈祷，众人都惧怕。使徒又行了许多神迹奇事，听的人都在一处，房屋共用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天情形合一，很贴的在店里，放在家中摆饼，从这欢喜诚实的心运动，赞美神得着众民的喜爱，不见得救的人天天加给他。这就是使徒行传第一、第二章描述了耶稣被接升天以后的一个礼拜，就是一个礼拜所发生的事情。
So Acts chapter 1 and 2 describethe week after Jesus descend to heaven.
Ascend to heaven.
Ascend.
那今天是无旬节。无旬节呢，就是在这个逾越节后面呢，就是七个礼拜以后的第一天，就是无旬节。
So today is a Pentecost. Pentecost happens 7 weeks after the Passover.
所以耶稣是在就是这个逾越节的时候，也就是我们今天的这个复活节的时候呢，被钉死复活。那过后呢，就有七个礼拜就是七七节，犹太人的七七节，就是今天我们讲的五旬节。
So Jesus was crucified during Passover, also known as the Easter right now. And so after 7 weeks after 7 weeks is now the Pentecost.
七七节，所以呢，在无旬节的时候呢，圣灵就降临，教会就诞生了。但是耶稣呢，在复活以后见使徒们显现有40多天。
So after the Pentecost, church was formed because the Spirit was upon the man. So Jesus was appeared to them for 40 more than 40 days after he was crucified.
所以耶稣呢，在第一章讲的话，就是大概在他复活以后40多天向他们讲的话。那40多天又他们等候一段时间，就是在他大概49天、50天的时候，就是五旬节。
So while Jesus was talking to them, it's about 40th day after his crucifixion. So and about another few weeks, they waited for a few more days. So around the 50th day is the Pentecost.
那这里呢有一个非常非常重要的一个应许，就是耶稣讲的，就是说你们要等候在耶路撒冷，完了圣灵会降临在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力。
So this is a great promise that Jesus was speaking about. He said, "Wait for the gift that my Father has promised. So, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那其实呢，当时的使徒们他们的蒙宠蒙光兴的是另外一件事情。
So, instead, the apostles, they were more, focused on something else.
那耶稣复活了，他们非常的高兴。耶稣要升，快要升天了。他们聚集在一起的时候，他们问他说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？”这是第六节讲。
So they were excited that Jesus came back to life again. So on verse 6, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?
他们所关心的是什么呢？就是眼前的问题。因为当时以色列呢，是罗马的殖民地，被罗马人压榨、压迫。
So they were only focusing on the current things because during that time, the Israelites were under the government of the Romans.
啊，曾经其实那个时候以色列人也有过好几次的革命，但是被罗马人也镇压。
Back then they have several revolutions against the Romans, but the Roman government always wins.
啊，就像在这个1940年的时候。中国的上海、南京在日本人的统治下一样，人是非常非常的压抑的。
So, just like in the 1940s, while the Chinese, the Shanghai was under the oppression of other foreign countries, so the people were under oppression, so they were frustrated.
所以在这个时候呢，他们门徒所关心的时候。关心的什么呢？耶稣，我们知道你有能力，知道你要复兴以色列，所以他们关心的是什么呢？就是以色列国在这时候要复兴吗？什么时候要复兴我们以色列呢？
So they knew that Jesus had the power, so the apostles were only concerned about whether he was going to restore the country of Israel, the kingdom of Israel.
但是耶稣对他们怎么说呢？父凭着自己的权柄坐定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But this is what Jesus replied, it is not for you to know the time or dates that Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem.And in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
第一个，这个耶稣呢，给他们的这个答案，我相信他们比较失望。为什么会失望呢？全知全能的神问他说什么时候复兴以色列国，他说不知道。
So maybe they were disappointed with Jesus' answer because when they asked whether he is going to restore the kingdom of Israel.But his answer was, he does not know.
你想想，你被压迫，被压迫，你盼望着这个救世主要来，你也看到救世主有能力可以拯救，但是最后，你说我什么时候你来救我？他说不知道，你会怎么说？
Just imagine that you were under oppression for so long, and you knew that Jesus has the power to restore you and to.Bring you to victory, and you waited, and you saw Jesus, and you asked him, "Okay, Jesus, now when are you going to restore us?" And he said, "He didn't know. He doesn't know."
这里其实耶稣不是说不知道，而是说他说我不告诉你，更早。
But here actually, it's not because Jesus didn't know. It was because Jesus said he can't tell you about that.He knew, but he can't tell you.
不凭着自己是吧？不凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。不是你们可以，我不能告诉你，对不起。
Yeah, because I cannot tell you because it's not for you to know the time or the dates the Father has set by His own authority.
但是呢，圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们要得着能力，并要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But when you receive the power, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea
and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
那耶稣说呢，你们等候的时候呢，会有什么事情发生呢？圣灵降临，你们就得着能力。
So he said, when you wait, you will have the Holy Spirit, and then you will receive the power.
啊，这个得着能力做什么呢？他说要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
So the reason why you will receive the power is because you will become a witness in Jerusalem and to the end of the earth.
不知道这是不是他们想要的这个答案，就是说圣灵降临在他们的身上，是不是他们真正要渴慕的？
I don't know whether this was the answer that they hoped for, whether they wanted to have the power so that they can become a witness.
那耶稣应许圣灵在他们的身上，不知道他们是不是真的渴慕圣灵。
So Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to come, but we don't know whether they were really desire for the Holy Spirit.
但是第二个句的应许呢，他说你们就必得着能力。
But a second promise is that you will receive power.
就得着能力是什么意思呢？哇，这个东西我们要得着能力。
So you may say, okay, I want power.
我记得我儿子小时候常常问我一个问题，爸爸，如果你有两个选择的话，你是选择要做隐身人呢，还是要做 Superman？
So I remember my son when he was young, he always asked me if I have a choice, do I want to become a Superman or an Invisible Man?
就是 Invisible 也是一种能力， Superman 也有能力。
Because to be invisible is some kind, is a power as well. So as being a Superman.
现在我想很多人要么做 Superman, 要么就隐身。
So a lot of people want to either be a Superman or an Invisible Man.
现在因为这个社会呢，真的不是很友好的，好多时候隐身比较藏起来，谁也看不见。我可以穿墙而过，能做什么做什么，别人看不见。
你能再 repeat 一次吗？
嗯，可以，嗯，对对对。啊，就是说，我们可能要想做一个隐身人，因为我们不想人来欺负我们。我们想做什么比较自由。
So I do, maybe some of you want to become an invisible man because you don't want other people to know what you are doing.
或者你先做一个 Superman， 先做这个超人，啊，你看到所有的人都斗不过你。
Or maybe you want to become a Superman so that you can be invincible.
或者是什么蜘蛛侠，什么
Spider-Man or Iron Man.
但是呢，我相信他们并没有想到呢，意思是圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们要从耶路撒冷、犹太全的撒玛利亚直到地极呢，要做耶稣的见证。
But little did they know that they were going to receive the power so that they can become a witness to all the places in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
其实这样一个应许，这样一个能力的降临的方式呢，他们一开始并不太了解。
So initially they did not really understand how the Spirit is going to come upon them.
他们也并不是太盼望。
Neither they what they desire for the Holy Spirit.
事实上，这里耶稣说让他们从耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，就他们要出去传福音。但是呢，包括第一次大逼迫的时候，使徒们一定都要离开耶路撒冷，他们就是守在耶路撒冷。
So, The gospel is going to spread out, so that's why they have to go out from Jerusalem and to Judea and to the end of the earth. When the church was under persecution, so the apostles were forced to go out.
但是那个时候的使徒们没有一个想要离开耶路撒冷，他们不想到外邦去。
But, back then, the apostles did not want to go out. They just want to stay in Jerusalem.
是因着逼迫 他们才分散到全地。
It was because the persecution, so that they were spread out.
那今天就是包括教会在这2000年里面的建立，很多时候是人得到异象，好多时候是人被动的被逼迫，人就分散来建立教会。
So even nowadays, a lot of times it's because of oppressions, or some kind of force, so that the Christians were forced to go out and tell people about the gospel.
那今天我相信我们每一个人都想得着能力。
But I believe each and every one of us today wants to get the power.
我们有一些事情也是所求的，我们希望神呢赶快成就。
And there are things that we were asking for a long time, and we want Jesus to come and fulfill it.
就像当时的以色列人说，我们在罗马敌国的这样一个压迫下面这么多年，我们什么时候才能够得成就呢？
So just like the Israelites, they were under the oppression of the Roman government, so they wanted to restore their own kingdom.
但是呢，神确实是把能力要赐给他，但是呢，对师徒们来讲，有点不太情愿的。神有他自己的计划和意志。
So God is going to fill them with the power, but it's not by their own wills, because God is going to give them his own power.
那，就是以色列国必然要复兴啊。但是呢，不是使徒们要按照使徒们的时间表，而是按照神的时间表。
Okay, so the kingdom of Israel is going to be restored, but it's only according to God's plan, God's calendar, not according to the apostles.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这个能力建下来，第二章讲的这样一个能力建下来呢，这是非常非常重要的。
But this verse, when it says they will come with power, they will receive the power, is very important. It's a very important part of the promise.
我们今天所宣讲的福音是一个能力的福音。
Today, the gospel that we receive is a gospel of power.
事实上，使徒们所盼望的，他们的以色列国是不是要脱离罗马的统治，这些东西呢？对他们来说很重要，但是他们得着圣灵在他们的身上更加重要。
So even though the restoration of Israel is important, but receiving the power is more important.
那他们如果脱离罗马帝国的统治，如果没有圣灵在里面掌权，可能另外一个国家又来压迫他。但是有圣灵掌权的时候呢，他们即使在罗马的统治下面，他们灵里面还是自由的，而且在神的保护之下。
So without the power, even if they were out of the control of the Roman government, they will be banned maybe by another nation. So with the power of the Spirit, even though they were bounded, they were still free.
那我们人呢，习惯于要我们所看得见的东西。但是我们不知道有更重要的东西。
So as men, we like to get the things that we think they are important, but they are things that we do not see.
那这就是圣灵的能力，我们要得着。
So that would be the power from the Holy Spirit.
今天我们得着圣灵的能力，不管我们是在美国还是中国，别人说我们是中国人还是加拿大人，这不重要。
So if we have the power from the Holy Spirit, no matter whether you're in the States or in China, or people think of us in Canada, doesn't really matter where you are.
我们是在集权统治下面，还是在自由民主下面，也不重要。
Whether we are being lead under liberalism or communism doesn't really matter.
但是重要的是，我们真正的得着了神自己，得着了他的能力。
The most important thing is to receive God and to receive His Holy Spirit and His power.
那这里你发现呢，就是说耶稣彼得讲了一句话，他说什么呢？他说在38节，他说你们个人要悔改，从耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，你一切在远方的人，就是我主所招来的。就是说你们真正的应许要得着的是什么呢？是圣灵。
So, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter was saying that repent and be baptized. So every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far and for all whom the Lord our God will call. So the true gift is to receive the Holy Spirit.
你这里讲的清清楚楚，因为这应许是给你们，就是灵受所赐的圣灵，悔改，赎罪得赦，灵受所赐的圣灵，这是真正的应许所在。
So the true promise is to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and to repent and be baptized and in the name of Jesus and for the forgiveness of your sin.
当我们领受圣灵的时候，我们在神的国度里面，就像圣经里面讲，他说被圣灵所带领的，就是神的儿女。
Just like the scripture says, those who are led by the Holy Spirit are the children of God.
所以我们就在另外一个国度了，不是加拿大人还是中国人，还是民主社会还是集权社会，我们是神的国度的人。
So we are under the kingdom of God. We are the citizen of God. So we are not under any other government, whether you are in Canada or in China, or you are under a liberalist, capitalism or communism.
但是大家要，今天我其实最主要强调的就是说，这样一个应许呢，不仅仅是一个理论、一个知识，而是能力。
So this kind of promise is not just some kind of theory. It's something, it's a reality for us. It's something that we can all grasp.
在教会的历史上呢，从失库以后呢，人，这个魔鬼撒旦呢，在教会里面就是一直要把这个东西变成一个理论，好多的理论教条出来，但是把能力要去掉。
So in the history of church,the enemies always try to steal this from us so that they will want to steal the promise of the Holy Spirit. They want to put beliefs in the heads of the Christians, so that they think this is something like a theory, not something that can actually get.
弟兄姐妹，我们不需要一个理论，我们不需要，我们的理论够多。
But brothers and sisters, we no longer need any theories because we already have enough.
我们孔夫子的教训也相当的不错。
We have good teachings from the Confucius.
孔夫子讲的杀身成仁，比这个爱人如己也差不多。
啊，你再说一次。
杀身成仁啊。
杀身成仁。
就是 sacrifice for your belief.
Oh.So we talk about, sacrifice for our beliefs.
The Confucius, okay, 就杀身成仁啊，就是有理想的时候呢，最后要为他要牺牲，对吧？成就。
So it is a theory from the Confucius, so that when you want to achieve your own beliefs, you are even willing to sacrifice yourself.
我们不需要更多的理论，弟兄姐妹，我们需要的是能力。
But we don't need any more theories. We need to have the power.
我们不需要讲更多的爱，更多的忍耐。我们要能力去爱，去忍耐。
So we don't want to talk more about love and forgiveness. We need the power to love and the power for us to forgive.
这个能力就是圣灵。
So this power is the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵领受了以后呢，就是说你就是说神住在你的里面，神的灵住在你的里面，这是多大的一个能力，多大的荣幸。
So when you receive it, the Spirit of God is dwelling in your own body. So what a great promise would that be?
但是我们现在就是在在这个认识主的过程里面，好多人要么想的是，就像使徒们想的，你什么时候解决我的问题，什么时候复兴以色列国。
So just like the apostles, our mind are focusing on the current things, like when are you going to restore my king, our kingdom? When are you going to fix my problems?
要么就是这个把它看成好像神的这些事情呢，这是一个美好的理论。
Or you may say the things of God is like some kind of ideal theory.
不是的，弟兄姐妹，神的道就是能力，而且能力就是今天要赐给你的能力。
So, but brother and sister, please know this, that God is the power. So the truth and the powers and his power is, are going to give it to you today, right now.
他说你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
So if you repent and baptize and in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在这个过程里面好多人就会科目有科目圣灵的充满。这样的弟兄姐妹是非常有福的，科目圣灵充满的弟兄。
So among us, those are the blessed ones who are longing for the Holy Spirit to fill in their lives.
因为你知道你真的需要能力。
Because you know that you need the power.
那个能力原来希腊文的就是 dynamis, 就是 dynamis, 那这就是炸药的那个英文就是从那个 dynamis 来。
So the word power in Greek is the same root word as dynamite. You know, the dynamite that can explode.
就是炸药，这个能力就是炸药，你要得着这个炸药。
So you have to get this dynamite, this power.
那物理学上的这个动力学呢，那个 dynamics 也是从这里来，就是动力学，有了动力，东西就开始动了。
So in the physics, the same rules, 那个什么动力学，英文。
Dynamic
is also comes from here.
就是讲到力和运动，有了力就有运动。
So it talks about how you get the energy or the power, then there will be a movement.
所以我们要的是这个 dynamis, 这个炸药。
So this is what we need, the dynamis or the dynamis we should be getting.
那我们听到这些很好的理论也很好，但是我们更重要的要的是炸药。
So it's good for us to know the series and the things that are behind it, but the more important thing is to get this dynamis.
因为很简单，我们要解决问题，我们都要解决问题。
Simply put, because we all need to solve the problems of in our lives.
我们好多时候喜欢讨论问题，最重要的是要解决问题。
A lot of times we like to discuss things, you know, like arguing about stuff.
Just discuss problems. 我们最主要的 solve problems.
But yeah, so our main focus should be on how to solve the problem.
当然我们一不小心的时候呢，就制造问题。
A lot of times when we are not careful, we start making problems.
所以好多人呢，不想制造问题，就讨论问题。
So a lot of them, they do not want to solve it, they just want to discuss.
好多人不想制造问题，就想喜欢讨论问题。
Okay, a lot of people, they do not want to...create problems, so instead they want to talk about, discuss problems.
但是我们最主要的是要解决问题。
But the most important thing is for us to solve our problem.
这就是需要圣灵的能力。
So this, we need the power from the Holy Spirit.
当然我们说圣灵的能力来的时候，神多次性，可能他的次序跟我们所想象的不一样，这没关系。
So when the Holy Spirit come, maybe the sequence of how God do things may differ from yours, but that's not a problem.
我们经历过神的能力的人知道，其实神的计划比我们的更好。
Those who have experienced God before, we know God's plan is better than your own plan.
那所以呢，我们就愿意让他来带领。
So that we are willing to be led by him.
他要先做这个，我们让他做吧。
If he want to do this, then let him do it.
但是能力会显现出来。
But the power will be revealed.
那我前几天给大家在群里面发了一个见证，就是我的一个房客，我无意之中为他祷告，他要找工作，他生活希望得到祝福，那我就为他祷告。第二天他给我发个信息，第三天的时候发个信息，他说我第二天就得到一份工作，非常吃惊。
So a few days ago, I shared about a testimony via WeChat. It's about a tenant that I prayed with him because he didn't have a job. So the third day, he wrote me a message, he texted me and saying that the very next day after I prayed with him, he got his job.
那这些事情发生就知道是神的能力的一种变化。
So when these things happen, we know it's from the power of God.
这个我的这个房客其实他还没有信主，我要他信主呢，他说他要显显，但是呢他经历了神的能力。
So my tenant, even though he has not yet believed in Jesus, but he has already experienced the power of God.
所以后来我又见到他的时候，又给他祷告，我说神不仅仅要这样祝福，很多地方都要祝福。
So the next time I met him, I prayed with him again, and I told him that not only you will get a job, but God is going to lead you with many other new experiences.
那好多这样的事情都会发生，当我们祷告的时候，当我们被圣灵充满。
So if you pray and you be filled in the Holy Spirit, then a lot of these things are going to happen.
当这些事情发生的时候，有的人可能说这是一些偶然吧。
So maybe when these things happen, some people will say, okay, maybe they are all coincidence.
那偶然就偶然吧，你每一次祷告都有偶然的事情发生，多好啊。
So if you every time you pray and all these consequences happen one after another, wouldn't that be a great thing?
我记得我们早期阿文和安娜带领年轻人的时候，有三个弟兄把钱包丢了，祷告就找回来三次。
So I remember in our youth group, while Alvin was leading, so three young men in the group.They all lost their wallet, but when they pray, all of them got it back.
如果这是这个巧合的话，让这些巧合发生吧。哈利路亚。
If this was just coincidence, then let this coincidence happen.
当我们圣灵充满的时候，为人祷告的时候呢，人的病得医治了。有人说是。
So when we deal with the Holy Spirit.When we fill with the Holy Spirit, if we pray while other people are sick, and if they get healed, and people say these are just coincidence, then just let it be coincidence. Let others say what they say.
当我刚刚受洗成为基督徒，我的失眠症得到医治，我跟一个朋友学医的，我就讲述我的见证。他就说什么呢？他说那是一个巧合，因为你这个思想观念的转变呢，导致你脑子里面一种酶发生了一种变化，所以呢，可以让你睡眠。
So, when I first became a Christian, so I got healed from my insomnia. So when one of my friends said that, oh, this must be some kind of coincidence because, when I became a Christian, then some kind of a chemical change in my brain, so that helps me to sleep better.
他说因为你信仰的改变，你信了一个神呢，你的导致你的这个脑子里面一些没什么化学变化，所以你就可以睡觉，这是一个 coincidence。
So this is what he said is a coincidence because I believe the different things, so must be some kind of chemical change in my brain leads to better sleep.
Hallelujah, 就让这样的偶然的事情发生吧，你就祷告吧。
So if this is just coincidence, then just let all this coincidence happen in our lives, just pray.
所以我们不要讨论这是不是偶然的还是不偶然的，让这些偶然的事情发生吧，我们要解决问题，不要讨论这些问题。哈利路亚。
So, do not discuss this thing whether they are coincidence or not, just let the power of God flow so that things will happen and fix our lives.
当我们祷告被圣灵充满的时候呢，神会充满我们，但是他有他的条件。
So when we pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit, God indeed will fill us with His Spirit. But God has His own timing.
但是我们这里的科目非常非常的重要。
But the desire, our desire for the Holy Spirit is very important.
那个 Ravi Zacharias 讲过一句话，就是刚刚去世的这个著名的布道家，他讲过一句话，好多人觉得神离我非常的远。但是他要先讲他离神有多远。
So this is one of the famous saying by the Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias. He said, people are saying that, oh, God is so far away from me, but instead they should think about how far are they from God.
就说好多时候我们觉着，我们包括今天讲的圣经，有的人觉着这个离我好像太远。要想想你离神有多远。
So same as today when we read about the Bible and you will say, okay, this is too far away from me. But you have to really think about how far away are you from God.
你要他离你很近的话，圣灵的充满是神的灵要住在你里面，离你非常非常的近，不仅仅是近在你的里面。你要他离你很近的话，你要离他很近。
So if you want him to be close to you, you have to be close to him. Just like when the Holy Spirit is inside of you, he will be so close to you.
这就是你要渴慕，你要来等候。
So this is something that you should be desired for, and you have to wait for.
你要来读经，你要来祷告。
You have to read your Bible, and you have to pray.
你要对他的话要认真。
You have to take seriously with his own words.
弟兄姐妹，你的圣经在哪里？
So brother and sister, where is your Bible?
有的圣经在他的抽屉里面在睡觉，有的人的圣经。
So for some people, their Bible is in their drawers and sleeping in the drawers.
你空闲的时间你在做什么？
So in your free time, what are you doing?
你在看手机还是在看圣经？
Are you just reading from your phones or are you reading a Bible?
当然你可以说我看我的手机圣经。
You may say I'm reading from the Bible apps in my phone.
那也不错，但是你要读圣经。
Oh, that's good as well, but you have to read the words.
神的话离我们很近的时候，我们就离他很近。我们喜欢他的神的话的时候，他就离我们非常近。
So when we read his words, he is close to you. So when you are close to him, he is close to you.
当我们踏出去听他的话语的时候，他就在我们的旁边。
So when we step out and act what he says, he will be next to you.
这两天有一位就有个例子，神也是非常的游牧，比如说神就在我们的旁边。
So God is has his own humor, so God is with us. So one of the example that I'm going to share is,
这几天有一位弟兄，他是路德会的，他跟我连接上，他就 科穆圣灵的充满，他在进士逃窜。
So one of the brothers, he's from another denominations. He is longing to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他的教会不提倡这些东西，但是呢，他渴慕，因为他经历过神的能力，他要圣灵充满，他羡慕圣灵充满。
So his church does not encourage to the Holy Spirit, but because he has been experienced the power of God, so that he was hoping to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那神呢有他做事情的方法，很有意思。他有一天晚上打电话来，他说：“王牧师，我这几天进食祷告，科目被圣灵充满，你能不能为我祷告？”
So, I got a call from him. He said, "Oh, Pastor Ben, I was undesired to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I've been fasting and praying. Pastor Ben, can you pray for me?"
那天晚上我就说，我们现在就祷告，在电话上祷告。
And I said, "We'll pray right now over the phone."
你知道什么事情发生？
You know what happened next?
我一祷告的时候呢，我自己被圣灵充满，拼命就是，这个，我非常清楚圣灵充满，就是讲方言那个，头上都开始发热，身体也发热，完了以后，开始那个能力真的感觉到，都来了。
So when I started praying, the Holy Spirit filled me, and I was speaking in tongues, and I can feel the heat.From top to bottom, the sweat and everything.
我是祷告让他圣灵充满，没有祷告让我圣灵。
I was praying for him to be filled with the Spirit. I didn't pray for myself.
结果呢，我充满了，他呢，他说还没什么感觉。
But I was filled with the Spirit, but I asked him and he said he didn't feel anything.
我说那你就继续进食祷告吧。
So I told him, okay, just then continue to fast and pray.
神会充满你的。
God will fill you.
以前也有过另外一次机会，我们在读神学的时候，有一个弟兄从中国来，科目他就是还没有兴趣，他就是说特别追求。
So while I was in Bible college, there was a student in my class. He wasn't a believer yet, but he was hoping to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他是来学哲学课，学基督教哲学。
He came to learn philosophy. He came to learn theological philosophy.
结果有一天我们在上一个大课的时候呢，我们先进来坐在课堂里面。我就给他按手祷告，一按手的时候呢，他就叽里咕噜开始讲方言。
So, during before a lecture, he came and then I lay my hands on him to pray with him. And all of a sudden, 你开始讲方言，他开始讲方言。Okay, so after pray, he started to speak in tongue.
我没有讲方言，他开始讲方言。
Okay, so I didn't speak in tongue, but when I prayed for him, he started to speak in tongue.
因为是课前十分钟，教授学生陆续都在往里走，我们非常非常尴尬。他就在那里叽里咕噜大声开始讲方言。
So that was 10 minutes before the lecture starts. So our students and the teachers were coming to the class. So both of us were felt like really awkward because he was there like.Speaking in town.
我比较尴尬，他尴尬不尴尬，我不知道，我比较尴尬。
So I felt really awkward. I don't know whether he felt the same, but I felt really awkward.
我只是知道第二天他告诉我他非常喜乐和释放。
But the next day he told me that he was filled with joy and he felt a release from himself, like a release.
回国以后他说他常常用方言祷告，让他明天都有那个灵里的自由。
So after he went back to China 吗？中国吗？ After he went back home, so he prayed for himself daily in the spirit.
那这些东西我们不知道神怎么样做，但是呢神一定会做， 一定会把能力赐下。
So we don't know how God is going to do things, but we know for sure that God is going to fill us with His own Spirit.
哎，我们仍是一个老牧师，过去追求圣灵的充满，这个Pastor Kabadi, 追求充满就天天禁食祷告，禁食祷告神就没有给他方言的。
So we also know another senior pastor, Pastor Kabodi. So he fasts and pray for the Holy Spirit to come, but he never spoke in tongue.
后来他就放弃了，他说我不要再祷告了，不要再什么圣灵充满。
So he gave up. So he said, okay, I no longer I will desire for the for speaking in tongue.
让他放弃的那一天，就圣灵把他充满，他就开始讲方言。
So the day he said he's going to give up, the same day he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
神就是这样做事情，因为他是主。
This is how God do things because He is the Lord.
还有在 Kansas City, 我们碰到一个教授，这个教授以前特别反对圣灵怎么运作，人家倒在地上。
So also one time we were in Kansas City, so there was a professor. He was really against the movement of the Holy Spirit. So he doesn't like when people are falling to the floors and stuff like that.
他非常的不喜欢人家看到人家倒在地上圣灵，他说这都是假的。
So when he sees people falling down on the ground, he says, oh, all these are fake. He doesn't like it at all.
他写过很多的书。
He wrote many books.
他写的关于罗马书的注解比我们的圣经还厚。
He wrote quite a lot of
commentaries, book of Romans.
Okay.
On a book of Romans. 对不起，我这边太吵了。
Much bigger than our Bible.
Much bigger. Okay.
但是后来他去参加一次聚会的时候呢，圣灵把他击倒在地上呢，别人必须要把他抬到车里面去，他像一个面条一样。
So one time he was in a meeting and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was laid down on the floor and some people have to carry him to the car, to his own car. He was like a noodle, like falling on the floor.
神就是要让这些不信的人要信一下。
So God will make those people who do not believe experience that.
有时候神要让不信的人呢继续不信。
So, but so, sometimes God will let those who do not believe continue to disbelieve.
有一次我带领一个中国来的一个青睐者去参加一个聚会，这个孩子呢非常放生，就是彻头彻尾仿神的，挑战神啊，说话都是亵渎神的。
So there was a kid that I brought to a meeting. He was really against God, always like anti-God kind of kid. So he always said.
但是他有朋友要去，他就跟着去。
So he went to the meeting because some of his friends wanted to go.
我就看到这个牧师呢，为人祷告，圣灵感动他，为人按手祷告。很多人在那里站在那里按手祷告，这个小伙子呢也就站在那里假装要他按手祷告，还要试一试。
So they were lay hands on this young man. So this kid, he was pretending to be dead. So he was pretending so that people can also lay hand on him as well.
当时大概有可能差不多100多人都在那边就是等候祷告。但是这个牧师呢，他给很多人按手，过来过去，过来过去按手。他每次到他那里呢，他就跳过去，过来也跳过去，过去也跳过去，他就不会按手在他头上。
So this passage was like laying hands on each one, but for some reason that he passed from left to right and right to left, he always skipped that kid.
那我知道那个牧师是听圣灵的，我知道圣灵要让他按手在谁的头上。神就说你不要按，没有说让他按手在这个人的头上，因为神知道这个人心里所存的是什么。
So I believe the pastor is listening to God because God knows that this kid was not ready.
He knows what is in his heart.
那讲讲了这么多见证见不完，就说神是有能力的神。
So there are many more testimonies like that, and I cannot number all of them because God is with power.
神要赐给我们能力。
God is going to give us the power.
同时他也是主。
At the same time, he is the Lord.
你跟随他最为安全。
If you follow him, you will be kept safe.
在今天的时代更加的重要，我们要得着能力。要跟随他。
So during this time, it's more important to follow him and receive the power from him.
今天你看到世界上所发生的一切，确实是灾难的起头。
So the
马太福音二十四章预言的灾难的起头。
So the things you see today in earth are the beginning of the sufferings.
我记得前两年每一次在我们牧者聚会的时候，那个先知 Emil 每一次发言几乎都讲到现在灾难的起头，你们要做好。
So, during the past 2 years pastoral meeting, every time we were in the meeting, Pastor Emil would say, this is the beginning of the suffering.
他就是当我们敬拜的时候，圣灵降临在他的身上，有时候他就会发预言。发预言的时候，几乎每次都会说，这是灾难的起头。
So, a lot of time when he filled with the Spirit, he will prophesy. And almost every time when he speaks, he will always say, this is the beginning of the sufferings.
也就是说下面紧接着就是大灾难的来临，这是圣经里面预言的。
So what is going to happen is the disasters, the, the problems are going to come.
就是下面接着就是全世界大灾难的开始。
So, 大你刚刚说什么？不好意思。
Tribulation, Great Tribulation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the Great Tribulation is going to come.
这不是我在讲，不是危言耸听，这是圣经里面清楚的写到的。
I didn't make it up because it is written in the Bible.
那弟兄姐妹可以读马太福音二十四章、但以理书还有启示录。
So you can read from Matthew chapter 24, also you can read from a book of Daniel and Revelations.
你如果希望你回去过过去那个五十年代、六十年代的日子，平静的生活，这已经不能奢望了。
So if you look back on the 50s, the 60s, the quiet and peaceful life is not going to be like that in the future.
那就是说在耶稣来之前的日子呢只会越来越黑暗。
So before Jesus comes, the life will be darker and darker each day by day.
耶稣前就像那个生产之难，生产之难是什么呢？就是说耶稣的国度要诞生出来之前呢，那个是在经历一个惨痛。
So just like a labor pain, so before the kingdom of God is going to be born, there will be a labor pain.
这个惨痛呢，可能我们男人不知道，女人知道，就是说这个一开始是可能一个小时痛一下，以后就是几分钟痛一下，最后呢就是几秒，就是很快很快就把孩子推入产道，新的国度诞生，但在前面呢是越来越痛苦。
So maybe a man wouldn't know, but women knows that a labor pain at first, it may be a few, 1 hour apart, a few hours apart, and it becomes shorter and shorter, like to the very end, you can feel the pain like every few seconds, so that you can have the...
在这样的日子里面呢，耶稣告诉我们就是说是生产指南，让我们带着盼望，因为有新的婴儿要诞生出来，不要让我们惧怕。
So it is described as a labor pain so that we will not be afraid because a trial is going to burst forward, a kingdom will burst forward.
就说神的国度，耶稣在就是很近了。
So the kingdom of God is very close.
但是你和我在这个世界上所需要度过这越来越多的这种痛苦的日子的时候呢，需要什么呢？需要圣灵的能力。
But when you are under this kind of dark hours like pains, we need to have more power from the Holy Spirit so that we can endure.
所以今天我们等候圣灵的充满我们是多么的重要。
So that's why it is so important for our desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们真正的顺服主的权柄是多么的重要。
So that we know how important it is to be submissive to God's calling.
那你跟随神的时候，在那个龙卷风的这个风眼里面，那就是最安静的地方。
So if you follow God, if you are in the midst of a tornado, the, that is the safest place that you could be.
因为神会把你隐藏在他的翅膀的荫下。
Because God is going to cover you under His wings.
当你跟随他的时候，你会失去很多的东西。
If you follow Him, you may lose a lot of things.
但是你得到的是永远不能震动的。
But the things that you will get are just indestructible.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天在这个无酗酒的日子呢，我讲的最要强调的就是让圣灵的充满成为我们的一个实际。
So during this Pentecost, we need to know that, so that the, filling with the Holy Spirit become a reality to all of us.
那等候神的人呢，有得着能力，这是圣经里面讲的。
So those who wait upon the Lord will, receive the power from the Lord, and this is a promise in the Bible.
在以赛亚书40章特别的先知应许到。
So in Isaiah, chapter 40, there is a promise.
他说你们向上举目，看谁创造万象，按数目一一领出。因他的全能，又用他的大能大力遮一个，连一个都不缺。这里讲到呢，他说雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏，向以色列啊，你为何言我的愿与神并不查问？你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华创造地极的主并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也要全然跌倒，让那等候耶和华的必充心得力，他们必如勇士上台，他们奔跑却不疲倦，行走却不困乏。这里在以赛亚书40章最后几句讲到，神的大能将要来庇护我们，再赐给我们能力。
So, in Isaiah chapter 40, the last few verses, it talks about how God is going to empower us for those who wait upon Him.
那因为当时的以色列人在受苦的时候就说，神啊，你为什么不查我的远去呢？你为什么不来拯救我呢？那道路为什么向我隐藏呢？
So when the Israelites were under oppression, they were asking God, how come you do not come and save me? How come you hide your ways, hidden your ways from me? So how come you are disregarded by me? So that this is the answer that God gave them.
但是神说你要来等候我，要成为一个等候我的人。
So God said, you have to wait upon me. You have to be a man who wait.
就要如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不疲倦，行走也不空乏。
So those who wait upon me will renew their strength. They will soar like on wings like the eagles.
所以弟兄姐妹，愿我们成为等候神的人。
So let us be the people who can wait or can hope in the Lord.
就像我们在一个朋友的面前，我们愿意来跟他坐在一起，不要觉得这个时间太长。
So just like we are with a friend, we are willing to sit down with our friend, and we will not think, we will think that, oh, it's too long.
如果你要你有一个朋友跟你坐在一起，你觉得这时间太长，老在看表，你先走，大概这个人不会成为你的好朋友。
So if you are with a person that you didn't wanna, you keep on looking at your watch while spending time with him, probably this person will not be your friend.
弟兄姐妹，你怎么样在等候神呢？
So brother and sister, how is it that you are with God?
你想跟他多花点时间呢，还是赶快先走呢？
So do you want to spend more time with him, or do you want to leave him as quick as possible?
这将会决定你能不能得着能力，能不能得着智慧。
So this will be a deciding point for you whether you can get the Holy Spirit or not.
你能不能得着智慧，能不能得着能力。
Whether you can get the wisdom or you can get the power from him.
啊，这里也讲到，就说，那创造地级的神呢，是智慧的神，啊，也是能力的神。
So he also said the creator of the heaven and earth is also a God of power.
神，当我们等候他的会。带领我们，赐给我们智慧，该做什么，不该做什么，那赐给我们能力，能够完成我们要做的。
Yes, he's also going to give us the understanding and the strength so that we know whether something that we should be doing or we shouldn't be doing.
你和我不是正需要这样的智慧吗？不是正需要这样的能力吗？
You and I all need this kind of wisdom and power.
所以我们一起来祷告，祷告完大家有一些分享。
So we'll pray and we'll share.
Hallelujah, 我们创造天地的主，我们感谢你。
Hallelujah, we praise you, the creator of heaven and earth.
你给我们这样的权利，成为你的儿女，今天能够来到你的面前。
You gave us such authority as children of God so that we can come before you.
你和天和地都会过去，但是你的话语不会过去。
So heaven and earth will pass, but your word will stay firm.
你说天和地都像一个衣服要卷起来，都要过去，地上的草叶要枯干，人就像地上的蝗虫一样。但是主啊，我等候你的，你却就是你眼中的同人。
So you said that the heaven and earth is just like a garment that will be rolled away, and we will be just like a grass that withers.But you will stand firm forever.
啊，在那些等候你的人，爱你的人，你把他看为眼中的同人。
Those who wait and hope in you, you see them as the apple of your eyes.
你必然会赐给我们能力，赐给我们智慧。
Surely you will give us the wisdom and the power.
啊，我知道今天很多的弟兄姐妹都在等候圣灵再一次的浇灌和充满。
So we know that a lot of brothers and sisters are waiting for your Holy Spirit today. Lord, just fill them with your Holy Spirit.
我们有一些弟兄姐妹过去把很多的时间浪费在其他的事情上，今天听了这个道，觉得扎心，愿意来花时间在你面前，你也必然会来充满。
So if those who spend a lot of time on other stuff,If they listen to this message and they shall accept to their heart, the Lord fill them with your Holy Spirit.
让神迹奇事随着我们。
So that the signs and miracles can follow us.
让我们把这个福音从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚直到地极，传遍世界。
So that we can spread out the gospel from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the end of the earth.
也说过，你说先求你的国和你的义，其他我们需用的，你都要加给我们。
You also said, "Seek my kingdoms first, my kingdom and my righteousness first. Everything else will be given upon you."
你说为我的缘故放下田产，放下啊弟兄姐妹的，他要在今世要得百倍，来世要得永生。
You also said those who give up things on earth today, they will receive a hundredfold in the coming days.
你说过，为自己在地上要保存生命的，就要失去生命；为我的缘故丧失生命的，就要保存得到生命。
So those who lose their lives for me, you will get will receive life from me. But those who want to keep their life will lose their own lives.
主啊，是的，主，我们愿意为你来摆上，愿你的生命在我们的里面发动。
Yes, Lord, we are willing to be a sacrifice to you.May your will be inside of us.
让你的圣灵大大的来充满每一位。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，大家可以安静，举起手来，可以来接受圣灵的充满。哈利路亚。
You can raise your hand and wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon you.
哈利路亚，主啊，是的，主，扫到了哈巴巴巴，这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个能力的灵来充满，按照主的应许，充满名义为哈利路亚。
According to your promise, the power of the Spirit will fill us.
从头到脚你来充满我们。
From head to our toes, fill us, Lord.
从里到外来浸透我们，烧出了好吧。
Inside our saturated us with your spirit.
感谢主，赞美。
Praise you, Lord. Thank you.
烧出了好吧，好吧，好吧。你
打不开，你打可是的，可是是的，开呀，哒哒哒哒哒。
烧出了好吧，一个一个一个。
是的，哒哒哒哒哒哒哒。
烧出来，你这个烧出了好吧，好吧。都懂了，一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个。我是的主，你把信心放在我们弟兄的姐妹的里面。
是的，是的。Yes, we'll put the faith in our brothers and sisters.
不是靠着我们自己的努力，不是靠着我们的知识，是靠着信。
Not by our own strength, not by our own power, but by faith.
主啊，是的主。哦，主啊，我们只要愿意来到你的跟前，你就会充满。哈利路亚。
As long as we're willing to come forward, that you will be able to fill us with your spirit.
主啊，是的，我们感谢你们，赞美，奉主耶稣。
Yes, Lord, praise you. In Jesus' name, Amen.